Prabhujika Rajaprana is a writer on Vedanta. She's also a well-known speaker and scholar on Hinduism and has given talks at several universities and faith gatherings. Her works on Vedanta include Vedanta, A Simple Introduction, a book of 1999. And she was also an editor of Living Wisdom book published in 2010. Rajaprana was born in California and attended Santa Barbara and High School and Santa Barbara City College. So she graduated from the University of California, Santa Cruz, where she also worked briefly as an associate professor of literature. She came in contact with the Vedanta Society of Santa Barbara in 1967 while being involved with the Vietnam War activism. In 1977, she joined the Sarada Convent of the Vedanta Society in Santa Barbara. She took her first vows in 83 and the final vows in 1988. She was also a co-speaker at the 14th Dalai Lama Interfaith Conference in San Francisco in 2006. She was a panelist in a discussion on interpreting Ramakrishna at Danam, a conference held meeting in 2010. Let me tell you briefly why I think Rajaprana is the perfect segue into our current study. In my research, I came across this description of the Vedanta philosophy, if I may call it that. I just quickly read it. In the highest sense, Vedanta means knowledge of God or the absolute reality as recorded in the Upanishads, the final section of the Vedas. That's apparently the Hindu Bible, if you will. This knowledge is not acquired by education or by adherence to scripture. Instead, Vedanta declares that it is the goal and birthright of every individual to obtain this knowledge through direct experience. Now, if you remember in my lectures about Ken Wilber, he has three ways of knowing. It's called the eye of the flesh, where you take data, look at moons, and the eye of the mind, where you add logic and mathematics to your basic data to arrive at conclusions. But the third one of Wilbur's eyes is the eye of the spirit. And you only get to use that one by meditating for 5 years. Anyway, it's a direct infusion. And I think that's what this is saying right here. And that's another universal concept that I think is growing. To reach this goal, Vedanta gives us principles which can guide us in our approach to life, in affirming that the universe is a manifestation of one spiritual reality, that within each person, this divine essence is at the core of his or her innermost being. We've heard that before. Thus, human life becomes an opportunity to unfold and manifest this divinity from within. All religions are valid paths which can lead one to the realization of these truths. Because not only is this, I think, the message of John Philip Newell, but that's what we heard last semester from Paul Smith and his book, Integral Christianity. We've heard the same kinds of things from Richard Rohr many times. So I think it's very interesting and gratifying that it seems like the whole spiritual world is coming together. Pravrika Rajaprana is perfectly suited to, and she will help us understand the Hindu perspective on the apparently universal oneness of our origins and destiny. Let us welcome Pravrika Rajaprana and give us her blessing.